across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is Helen Lee
on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now, we often hear about the increasing demands on public service workers, doctors, nurses, teachers and those in the emergency services. Often the workload is heavier because there are fewer staff. Wages have been frozen, pension conditions have changed, and that's led to much more stress at work. But people can talk about different situations at work or at home in absolute confidence with a chaplain. This morning, Stephen Fletcher has a special report on the role of police chaplains in Hertfordshire.
It's good to talk. Officers and human beings need to have conversations wherein you know you're not going to be judged. You hope that that exchange will be that that person feels a bit better when they leave you, or at least the conversation started.
We're available to listen. People tend to talk to me about the stresses and strains of the job, but they might also talk about stresses and strains that are happening at home that they feel are affecting their work.
I think also to be a signpost to what could be a problem that needs professional help.
I think really befriending, being there as a friend, being there as somebody that the lads and lasses can talk to, not having an agenda of any sort.
Is to be there to be a support for all people, irrespective of all faiths or none. It's helping people to see something of the spiritual in life as well, however they may interpret that.
People who might be inquiring and thinking about religion, they might have experienced something religious in their work that they don't understand and they're seeking clarification. But it really doesn't have to be about religion or spirituality. It can be about anything.
The important thing, I think, around chaplaincy is the chaplaincy work itself is not so much about faith. It's about providing that ear and that support. Although it's good to have people of faith that cover a range of different faiths, that's secondary, if you like, to the real purpose of chaplaincy.
I know I take biscuits and fruit in when I go in, and if I appear without it, I'm asked where it is, so they obviously recognise that that's what I do, but it's a good way of opening doors as well, doing that.
Around a dozen voluntary chaplains work with the Hertfordshire Constabulary. They come from multi-faith backgrounds. Church of England, Roman Catholic, Muslim, Jewish, all offering a listening ear to frontline police officers, support staff and volunteers. Lead chaplain Louis Spring got involved following the Potter's Bar rail crash.
Being on the scene, seeing the carnage and destruction, thinking, could I have done more? And I remember praying over people quietly, but not having any first aid or whatever, but just talking and trying to comfort people. It was then that I knew I needed to do more. The police on that day and the way they responded, the human kindness, I thought I would like to support them a bit more.
The Reverend Tony Ruffle has been a police chaplain for 25 years and he has a similar role with the RAF, currently officiating at RAF Henlow. He says police chaplains are crucial after major incidents.
It's often been in those times of distress for people. Some of the major incidents in terms of Potter's Bar, Hatfield Row crashes, Bunsfield, but being with people in that. But also it's in those special moments where someone, perhaps suffering from depression, has come and unloaded to me, or someone, particularly at the RAF, who has come to talk about the stress they felt when they've been in Afghanistan or wherever. I feel very privileged because I've never had any of that experience. I have no real knowledge, and yet they're trusting to come and talk about some of the most horrific sometimes, but also some of the most trying things which have happened in their lives, very personal to them. I feel very privileged that people trust me to speak and know that it will be held in total confidence, love and respect, which I hope I give to people, but they also give to me in the role of chaplain. Not everybody, but many do, where we've confided with each other about something.
Leslie Griffiths is a retired police officer, having served in Hertfordshire for over 20 years. That experience has helped her work as a chaplain for the last 2 years.
I think for me, it's acceptance. I'm accepted. I've had one-to-ones with people when they've had issues, and they treat me just as another person, which is great. And I think they understand that I have not weight, but I can actually say things and sometimes they're taken notice of, and this is to senior officers as well. I speak to all different ranks and there's no stigma or anything attached to anything. They just treat me as I am, really. Because I've been in that culture, I understand the culture. And for me going back, it's actually been a gentler way of me being reintroduced to a job that I had to leave because I was unwell. And it's very rewarding as well, because people recognise me now and chat to me and will actually have a chat to me and accept me for who I am. The police stations I visit, I think, realise I have a faith. I don't push my faith at them, and hopefully it comes across when I talk to them that I do believe that there is a God and that he's there for them as well. But I would never proselytise or outwardly try and convert people, because that's not why I'm there.
Adil Sheikh is a Muslim chaplain. He's lived in St Albans most of his life and is deeply embedded in Islamic values. He's studied his religion to a high level.
I've always thought that Islam has been misconstrued by the media, and a lot of people don't understand it. And I just felt that this community has given me so much. I'd like to give something back. Why not? Let's just help the boys in blue, maybe bridge the gaps that are there between the community and the police. If you think about it, a lot of the community think that the police is against them rather than for them. By me working as a chaplain, that's a step towards bridging that gap, I think. There are a lot of misconceptions out there. All we need is a level of understanding. And who better to put that forward than a person who's really studied his religion, lived in this community, been brought up in this community, and is now working with the police to meet that end. Our religion teaches us that not everything's about working for money. Obviously, you've got to provide a sort of a provision for yourself and your family, but the main work that you'll be graded for is the stuff that you don't get any materialistic value out of. And I think this is one of those cases where, working as a volunteer, I can attain that sort of satisfaction that I've done this as a volunteer. I've built these bridges, closed these gaps. I think it's a sense of fulfillment that I'm seeking here in order to work with the community, for the community. And I think this will be a source of reward for me, as I believe in the hereafter.
What a fascinating insight. That's Police Chaplain Adil Sheikh. We will hear more from the chaplains working with the Hearts Constabulary in a few moments.
Across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now for the second part of Stephen Fletcher's special report into the role of police chaplains in Hertfordshire. They come from several different faith backgrounds and listen to anyone, whether they have a faith or not. Now, the police have always had a difficult job, but crime is now rising. They're having to deal with more terrorism, more gun and knife crime. There's more cyber crime, not to mention grooming and abuse. Having been a police chaplain for 25 years, the Reverend Tony Ruffle admits frontline police officers are now under severe pressure.
I think the pressure has increased tremendously. One of the things I've noticed with a lot of things, even when there have been riots or other things, is use of social media, where people can get together, or social media in terms of the threat of terrorism. And I think that has put a greater pressure, as well as the fact that, of course, the budgetary pressure, the pressure of austerity and so on, has put personal pressure on many of the police officers and staff, because wages not going up with inflation, but also more demand. And I think we're much more in a blame culture today. And therefore, if something doesn't work exactly at the moment you want, it's always putting the blame onto the constabulary or onto our other emergency services.
Former police officer Leslie Griffiths agrees that fewer police officers are employed now.
The major thing I have noticed is that when I worked, there were probably twice as many officers actually parading than there are now. Very often there are police officers covering other areas. And I think as well, they don't have a scheduled refreshment break now. They eat and drink on the trot, which I don't think is very good for them. And I think actually we expect more of the police service than we did 20, 30 years ago.
Louis Spring says that those increased expectations and the changing work conditions mean police officers are suffering much more from stress.
the pension, the way that was changed, so it's not as good as it was before. They've got to work for longer. The constant domestic pressures in their lives and then the constant work pressures, just things like diversity of who you are, what you are, and what you can say, what you can't say, and how many people you may or may not upset. All those sort of pressures add to the stresses and strains of the job. That's internally, but also externally. When you're out there, what you can see, what you cannot see. So there's a culmination of things and of the threat of terrorism, but also when you think about how the internet is used, paedophilia, all the devices of our time that's happening in society, the police have to be held accountable for if something goes awry. So, stress.
Despite that, Chaplain Francis Novella is much more upbeat.
I find that in Hertfordshire Police, people have a really good motivation to come to work. They really do want to work for the police so that they can see an improvement in society, so that they can keep people safe, so that they can give something back. And for me, it's a joy to be able to support them to do their best to fulfil those objectives and those aims. I see God working in this environment, in people's enthusiasm and energy that is entirely committed to helping society to flourish. And that's what I see, and I'm glad to be part of it.
I have worked with people who are of faith, no faith, and yet still our aims and objectives and the humanity that has come from how we have worked with each other and the fruits that I think is the chaplains that we've been able to employ and just what you hear back from chaplains in terms of satisfaction of where they think their chaplaincy is taking them and the support that they feel tells me or reminds me that God is in the midst of it and that God needs to be called upon. It's tough. It's tough. But I get a satisfaction that we are providing a service and a service to people who need a service. And if we can do that and we can do that well, then I feel useful. And that's, I think, what I get out of it.
Hertfordshire Police has a vacancy for a new chaplain to work with staff at headquarters in Welwyn Garden City. The new recruit would be expected to conduct at least two visits to police stations each month. Inspector Paul Lawrence explains what sort of person they're looking for.
We look for somebody with integrity. We look for somebody who can be impartial, who can be professional, somebody who can show empathy, somebody who's genuinely interested in people, genuinely wants to help, and wants to help Hertfordshire Constabulary provide a better service to the communities in Hertfordshire. And they can do that by supporting our staff so our staff can give of their best. I've been doing the chaplaincy for the last 2 years of my service, which has been extremely rewarding, both professionally and personally. It's made me reflect, actually, on myself and what I do and how I do it. And I think as a result of that, it's probably made me a better police officer, I would like to think. And I think it's made me more in tune with people and to think about what I do and how I go about it.
That's Inspector Paul Lawrence ending that report on the work of police chaplains by Stephen Fletcher. Fascinating. You can apply for that vacancy at Welwyn Garden City if you are professional, sensitive to the needs of others, and capable of providing impartial and confidential support. You should contact Penny Brown on 01 707 354 427 or email penny.brown@hearts.pnn.police.uk, or you can just call us and Georgia will give you the number and the email address. Our phone number, which is probably more likely to be in your head if you listen to Three Counties Radio all the time, is 03459 455 555.
On FM, AM, online and digital radio.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.